Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Michelle Wolf.
Michelle Wolf, and I am back again. Yes, yes, apparently for every hostage freed in the Middle East, I get to host one extra night. I don't know how my agent sneaked that into the ceasefire deal, but here we are. And we've got a great show for you tonight, so let's get into the headlines. Let's begin with our friend George Santos, the It's Pat of Congress. I'm sorry, but what is he? Is he a man, a woman, Asian, Latino, Latina, several children stacked on top of each other, an old woman from the future? But one thing we know for sure, he'll be a congressman for at least a few more hours.
The clock is now ticking on the brief, tumultuous congressional career of New York Republican George Santos.
The House could vote as early as tomorrow on whether to expel the embattled Republican after an investigation found evidence of flagrant ethics violations. But he's not going down quietly.
I have colleagues who are more worried about getting drunk every night with the next lobbyist that they're going to screw and pretend like none of us know what's going on. This happens every single week. Where are the ethics investigations and that? Within the ranks of the United States Congress, there's felons galore. There's people with all sorts of shiesty backgrounds. And all of a sudden, George Santos is the Mary Magdalene of United States Congress.
Yes. The Mary Magdalene of Congress. This is just like George Santos. You know which biblical sinner I am? The hot one. But let's make one thing very clear. If any Republican is Mary Magdalene, it's Ron DeSantis. I mean, with those hooker boots, come on. He's clearly working the streets at night. He's like, I'll suck your dick if you teach me how to smile normal. Okay, where was I? George Santos, he's about to be just the sixth person in history to get thrown out of Congress. And he thinks it's unfair because everyone else is corrupt too, which, yeah, definitely. We know the government is corrupt and all these guys are doing the same thing you do, George. The difference is they're doing it way better than you. It's so easy to figure out your crimes. It's not even fun. It's like doing an escape room in a gazebo. And the thing is, I do believe you, George. I do believe that congressmen are getting drunk, sleeping with lobbyists, and profiting as much as possible at the expense of the people. We all know that already. What we don't know are the specifics. Tell us who, what, where, which orifice. We need you, George. Snitch, snitch, my sweater-vested friend. In fact, we'll make a deal with you right now. You can stay in Congress if you're our inside guy. You know, our little congressional TMZ. I'll even move to your district to vote for you. Where is his district? It's Long Island? Okay. I will tell people to move to your district. And just by the way, if you want to survive this expulsion vote, maybe try, just try, to take one photo where you don't look like you were caught while committing a crime. This little guy. He looks like he's rifling through Nancy Pelosi's purse while she's in the bathroom. Or like he's saying, don't mind me just duct taping a knife under this chair for no reason. That's the look I give when someone in the second floor window sees me peeing in an alley. That's the kind of photo they tape up next to the Sephora register. Like, this guy can't come back. He keeps licking the testers. But let's move on to some big news out of the 2024 election.
Our 2024 lead. Come on, guys. Cue the music. You know I love the election. Thank you. It's like Elvis Costello to me.
Hold on. Come on, Tapper. Is this really what news is now? Are you just trying to be relatable? I don't want relatable. I want reliable. If I want relatable shit, I'll go on TikTok who gets a guy that's like, what's up, fam? I'm going to give you the lowdown on why Bin Laden is a MILF. Let's try again with someone else, because this is big news. It looks like some of America's most influential billionaire election meddlers have just made a brand new purchase.
Big news today in the 2024 presidential election. Nikki Haley picked up the endorsement of the Political Action Network founded by the billionaire Koch brothers in the Republican primary. The influential group is launching a multi-million dollar ad campaign this week in all early voting states. And this gives the former South Carolina governor and UN ambassador a major boost less than 7 weeks before the Iowa caucuses.
Oh, Nikki Haley, shattering the glass ceiling of dark money. You go, girl. Seriously, this is a big get for her. With the backing of the Koch network, she could go from losing to Trump and DeSantis to just losing to Trump. This is like giving someone a step stool to install a light bulb. I mean, yeah, you're closer, but you're still gonna need like three Polish people. What do you want, guys? I got one more day here, okay? Do more jokes to get mad about. And don't get me wrong, I'm glad that a gross old billionaire is giving money to a woman, and it's not to shit on his chest, because that feels like progress. But Nikki Haley, are you picturing it? Is it steaming in your mind? It's hot poop, and it's a very cold chest. More? Okay. Nikki Haley, she's literally down 50 points to Donald Trump. She has less chance of being president than Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I know. It's sad. Should have gone to Wisconsin, Hillary. It's a direct flight. You could have gone. Look, Republicans voters have been very clear. They want Donald Trump. And Democratic voters have been very not clear. They're just like, I don't know, man. Do you know a guy? Maybe someone young, you know, someone 78, 79. But Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. So it doesn't matter how much money billionaires spend propping up other candidates. It's all a waste of money. I almost feel bad for these guys. They're so used to being able to buy the president, and this time they're sitting on their yacht going, what's wrong with our money button? It's not working. I think it's stuck, Charles. Did you splooge on the money button again? Can you believe we can say splooge? Oh. And the crazy thing is, I actually wish it would work this time. I wish they could buy the election. Listen, in a perfect world, billionaires wouldn't influence elections. But we're clearly not in a perfect world because Donald Trump is winning. So billionaires, get your act together and buy this election. Buy this election. Buy this election. Buy this election. Oh my gosh, you guys are a bunch of sheep. And finally, in business news, Bye Bye Baby is reopening stores again after going bankrupt earlier this year. And when I heard this news, at first I got very excited because I heard Bye Bye Baby is back, and I thought for a second that meant abortion was legal again. But unfortunately, it's just a store. So, for more on the revival of Bye Bye Baby, let's go to live now to Grace Kuhlenschmidt. This is great news for young parents like me.
Oh, is it? How about you think of someone besides yourself for once in your goddamn life? Like, I don't know, someone who had the genius idea of moving into a Bye Bye Baby 3 months ago and now has nowhere to go?
Grace, have you been living in an abandoned Bye Bye Baby?
Not initially. First, I was just hired to come in and clean out the rat traps, but once I got in here, I realized it's the perfect house. It's close to work, it's spacious, and baby wipes are basically the same thing as showering. Plus, there's so many squeezy applesauces and mushed carrots. I may never have to chew food again.
Grace, sweetie, put that down. It's not snack time.
But I'm hungry! And now that the store is coming back, what am I gonna do?
I don't know, you could get an apartment like an adult who's not a baby.
Get an apartment? Why? America is littered with giant carcasses of retail chains that were bled dry by private equity. I should get to live here before the raccoons do. Plus, have you seen the housing market? Low inventory, sky-high interest rates. And once you move in, there's all kinds of sharp corners and exposed outlets. It's scary.
I'm sorry, Grace, but you had to know you couldn't live in a store forever.
It's not just my house. It's also my income. I have a very successful OnlyFans account just from living here. You have no idea how many people will pay an adult woman to do tummy time. This nation has problems.
Yeah, it certainly does. So how are you going to stop Bye Bye Baby from moving back in?
Luckily, if there's one thing I learned, it's that if I shut my eyes, the problem will disappear.
Well, Grace, you have object permanence.
No, I don't. No, I don't. You're wrong. Where'd you go? Where'd you go?
Grace, we're going to talk about this later, Grace. Grace Kuhlenschmidt, everybody.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There's one thing that we Americans love, it's going deeper into debt. We'll put anything on the credit card, whether it's the latest iPhone we just gotta have or that new kidney transplant that we really seriously gotta have. And American banks are happy to lend us money, however we want, including one type of loan that you might have seen advertised on TV.
Homeowners in need of cash can take out a special loan called a reverse mortgage. It lets homeowners borrow money against the value of their home and only repay when they die or sell the home. Critics argue that reverse mortgages can quickly bury people under debt, forcing them out of their homes and their children out of inheritance. And some lenders have even been fined for deceiving customers. But that hasn't stopped lenders from targeting elderly homeowners with ads featuring celebrities like Tom Selleck.
This isn't my first rodeo. And let me tell you something. I wouldn't be here if I thought reverse mortgages took advantage of any American senior.
That's right. A reverse mortgage. You just sign over your house to Tom Selleck in exchange for money and something, something, everybody wins. It's not a scam. It's not. If it was a scam, why would they advertise it nonstop to elderly people? Now, of course, there's always going to be some companies that are going to sell reverse mortgages in bad faith. Luckily, there's a new company with a celebrity that you can really trust.
Hi, I'm Michelle Wolf with AGG. And like anyone walking down a country road, I'm here to sell you a reverse mortgage.
It's time to consider a reverse mortgage.
Most people think a reverse mortgage is a financial scam to trick old people out of their homes. But with AGG, our program's different. AGG also gives you legal ownership of a horse.
Most reverse mortgages end with you losing your house, or dying and losing your house, or dying and losing your house and saddling your kids with debt. But with Reverse Mortgage Horse, you won't have time to worry about any of that.
Because you're also going to have a horse, a full-grown, often problematic horse. I'm talking emotional issues, severe dietary restrictions, some of them literally wanted for crimes.
You'll be spending so much time on the horse, you won't even notice all the debt you've taken on. And when you die, most likely because the horse killed you, your kids will be left with that debt. But don't worry, they'll also be left with the horse.
And thanks to AGG's policies, your children won't be able to sell or kill the horse. They'll be so mad at you, they won't even be sad you're gone. That's why a reverse mortgage horse isn't just good for your anxiety. It's a gift to your children.
I'm not doing this commercial because I need the money. I'm doing it because I want the money. And you can trust us. We're a bank. When have we ever let you down? And I know what you're thinking, and the answer is yes. You're going to see a lot of horse penis.
If you're 62 and older and have no financial or horse knowledge, call AGG today. Reverse Mortgage Horse. It's just as bad as a reverse mortgage, but with a horse. Don't forget to ask about our home equity beavers.
When we come back, Mehdi Hasan will be joining me on the show, so don't go away.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight hosts The Mehdi Hasan Show on MSNBC. He's the author of the New York Times bestselling Win Every Argument. Please welcome Mehdi Hasan. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Great, great. Your book, Win Every Argument, is this the perfect gift to give to one person in a couple?
I'm an author. I'm here to plug a book. I want everyone in the audience to buy the book. I want everyone at home to buy the book. But I beg you not to buy the book for your partner or to use on your partner. It's a disclaimer I have at the very start of the book. I can barely win an argument with my wife. Mm-hmm. I argue for a living, and it's been a long time since I've won an argument at home. So this book is for everyone everywhere except couples.
That's great. I'm still going to get it for me.
Good luck.
Obviously, there's a lot of debate, a lot of discussion on its intense time in the world. And in particular, there's been a lot of censorship around Palestinian voices and people who are even pushing against what Israel's actions in Gaza, in real censorship, too, you know, like on Meta platforms, you know, being prohibited from saying anything on, I don't know, satirical news programs. So how are you supposed to argue or debate or even advocate for a people if you're not even allowed to speak on it?
It's a great question. And one of the reasons I wrote the book was because we have not just a lot of censorship right now in the world, in our societies, in the press, but of course, foreign conflicts, domestic politics. We have a former president who threatens the network I work for, threatens the free press every day. And one of the reasons I wrote the book was because I wanted to equip ordinary people, good faith actors, decent people, with the skills and the rhetorical tricks and techniques to push back against the bullies and the bigots and the authoritarians and the gaslighters, because there's so many of them these days. They've taken over our public square. Mm-hmm. They've taken over some of our foreign policy debates. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you can't just put your head in the sand and operate in the old way or run away from this stuff. And I have a whole chapter in the book about how you deal with what I call gish gallopers, people who just want to overload you with BS. Just, we all know people like that in our public squares. So I'm trying to equip people with the skills to say, you know what? When I'm confronted with someone who lies or cuts me off or tries to talk over me or gaslights, I have the skills, I have the rhetorical techniques going back centuries to be able to say, no, we're going to speak out. And I think, look, on the conflict you mentioned, I am someone who has a show on television, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes I'm on social media saying, well, what about the media? I'm like, well, I am the media, right? Maybe I can do something different. And I do a show on MSNBC, I do a show on Peacock. And my thing is, okay, I'm going to try and platform as many voices as possible. Mm-hmm. So on my show, we have Israeli government officials. We've had people who lost people to Hamas on October the 7th in that horrific attack. Mm-hmm. And we've had ordinary Palestinians from on the ground in Gaza. And my worry is that we rightly, as a media, humanize those victims of the conflict on October the 7th, mm-hmm. as we should, because what happened on October 7th was horrific. Mm-hmm. But we don't always, as a media, especially in the United States and the West, also humanize the Palestinian people. Mm-hmm. So I've tried to get people from all walks of life, Palestinian analysts, journalists, doctors, real people. And I think if you dehumanize a people, any people, mm-hmm. and we're seeing that in America right now, rising anti-Semitism, rising Islamophobia. If you dehumanize a people, you end up with what happened in Vermont over the weekend. Three young men of Palestinian descent shot in what's being looked at as a possible hate crime. A six-year-old boy in Illinois, Wadia Al-Fayoum, stabbed to death 26 times in front of his mother in what is being charged as a hate crime. So dehumanization is the thing we all have to avoid, even in the most toughest and heated of debates.
Yeah, because we are, I mean, obviously we're all people, and it's important to, like
you
said.
Not obvious to everyone, sadly.
Yeah, sadly. Yeah, you're correct. Sadly, it's not obvious. And that we should be able to talk to people from the other side. And, you know, as you have people from every side on your show, I would like to see other shows follow suit and have, you know, talk to everybody who's involved in everything.
100%.
And if we are going to, you know, we talked about how there is misinformation everywhere. You know, we have everyone has lied. You know, we've caught the media lying. We've caught our government lying. We've caught the IDF lying. We've caught Hamas lying. You know, social media is a conveyor belt of lies. Where can people actually go to find what is actually happening?
Well, obviously, Sunday, 8 p.m. live, MSNBC. There's a show called The Mehdi Hassan Show, which is very opinionated, but very factual. No, look, it's a real problem. And I don't think any journalist can honestly sit here and tell you, Michelle, that it's not a problem that we don't all grapple with, mm-hmm. that we're trying to hold ourselves to the highest of standards, but also seeing that social media is a double-edged sword. It's been an amazing tool for voiceless people to get their voices out. Half of the stuff we know about what's coming out of Gaza is because of Instagram and social media, mm-hmm. because, you know, a lot of foreign media wasn't allowed in for a long time. So it's been very powerful in getting voices out. But of course, it also comes with so much misinformation. Like, there's not a day goes by where my feed doesn't have some conspiracy theory about the Palestinians or some conspiracy theory about the Israelis. So look, I wish that we taught our kids from a very young age about digital social media literacy, about the importance of news media. As I said, I mentioned a moment ago, we have a former president, possibly the next president, threatening the free press. We don't talk enough about the importance of the free press and how to understand how to navigate the media. A lot of people just forward a lot of nonsense. And I think we've all got to hold ourselves to higher standards, whether we are producers of news or whether we're consumers of news. We all have a role to play. And one thing I would just say on the lying front, when we say, like, everyone lies, and I work in political news, people say it's politicians, they all lie. My worry with that argument, it takes you to a very dark place, because if everyone lies, then you just become a nihilist. You don't believe anyone or anything. Mm-hmm. And that only helps one group of people, which are the fascists, the authoritarians. Donald Trump doesn't lie because he wants you to believe him over the Democrat. He lies because he wants you to believe no one. And when you don't believe anyone, that's when the strongman arises. That's when authoritarianism comes. So we still have to remind ourselves there are people telling the truth. There are people trying to get the facts out. It's our job to try and find them and support them.
Yes, yes. I feel like we're really leaning heavily on hoping the bullies and the bigots don't read the book. and, you know, when we talk about, you know, you say, what if two people from both sides do know how to do an argument?
Yeah.
They say they do read your book.
Yeah.
What happens? Do we fall into a black hole?
It's a great question. What happens if two people buy the book and then get into an argument using the techniques that I lay out in the book? I would say it all depends which of them has read chapter 14. Chapter 14 is a very important chapter. It's the most important chapter of the book. It's called Practice Makes Perfect, right? Practice is what makes you perfect. Practice is what we do. And one thing that we don't do as public speakers, as debaters, as people out there, and you know this as a brilliant comedian, you don't just get up and just blah, 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 right? You have to prepare and practice. People don't do that, and then they wonder why they lose arguments or lose in debates or aren't good at public speaking, because you have to prepare. You spend, I'm sure, weeks, months, years preparing for one piece of work, right? I spent a lot of time on the book, on my TV show. Mm-hmm. You know, I always remember Winston Churchill has this saying attributed to Churchill. He says, look, if you ask me to give you a 2-hour presentation, I can do it right now. But if you ask me to give you a 5-minute speech, I need 2 weeks to prepare, right? People don't realize to be brief, to be direct, to get your points across requires a lot of hard work, and we don't put in the effort. And, you know, you wouldn't hand over your taxes to an accountant who's just winging it, right? You wouldn't go under the knife with a doctor who's just winging it. But for some reason, we think when it comes to public speaking or addressing, we can just wing it. Nobody wings it. Even the greatest public speakers, and I say in the book, Churchill, Martin Luther King, all of them, JFK, all of them practiced, prepared, put in the time and effort to convince people.
Yeah, I think a lot of what we don't do these days is put in time or effort. No,
it's a very brief transitory culture.
I want to talk a little bit more about what's going on in the Middle East. One of the things I've been wondering about is if the leaders of the Hamas are in the Four Seasons in Qatar, and Israel wants to rid the world of Hamas. And as much as I love a Four Seasons, why the constant bombardment of Gaza, and why not go to them?
I mean, I have to say, I don't know if you saw, I think it was the Four Seasons that put out a tweet saying, we have no guests here who are part of Hamas. And look, Twitter has very few roles left under Elon Musk, but like preventing a prominent hotel chain from getting droned is a pretty good use of Twitter. Look, a lot of people misunderstand what's happening in Qatar, in Doha, right? The negotiations that happen, a lot of Republicans have been like, look at Qatar, they're not really an ally, they're hosting Hamas. The Qataris are like, hold on, you told us to host Hamas and the Taliban so we could be the intermediary for you to negotiate with these groups, just like we used to negotiate with the Taliban. Trump did it. And now we're having these hostage negotiations to try and get all those poor hostages out. Mm-hmm. And hostage taking is a clear war crime, and we want to get those hostages out. Look, the reality is, I'm old school. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think there are military solutions to political problems. I'm someone who covered Afghanistan for 20 years, where we went in with righteous rage, having been the victims of a horrific crime. We didn't think about what's going to happen the day after. We didn't think about what's the long-term plan. We didn't think, are the people going to welcome us? 20 years later, we left with our tail between our legs, loads of people dead, and the Taliban still run Afghanistan. So I would say, let's be careful before we just decide that the solution to every problem is we can drop a bomb or we can fire a bullet. This is a political problem. It's a problem of occupation. It's a problem of injustice. It's a problem that goes back decades, right? And you cannot resolve it with dropping, what, 6,000 pounds of bombs or whatever it is in the space of a few weeks. And look, I just want to say one important point on this. Mm-hmm. People you know, in times like this, we get into our teams, we take our sides, everyone's in a polarized moment arguing. At a time like this, the number one bias we should have is not political or religious. It should be humanitarian. It should be human. What is happening in Gaza right now? I don't care whether you're Muslim, Christian, Jewish, whatever. Like, the UN is saying it's the most dangerous place in the world to be a child. The Committee to Protect Journalists says it's the deadliest conflict on record for journalists. The UN Secretary General says more UN employees have been killed in Gaza than any conflict in the UN's history. You know, the Pope is calling it terrorism now, which his word, not my word. I don't know if he's going to get cancelled for that. he probably won't be in the next Scream movie. But people, it's really, really bad.
Like, I don't know, with a hat like that.
Maybe. Maybe. You're giving them ideas now. But what, it's so bad right now. People are talking about the brink of famine, dysentery, disease, countless deaths. Let us first be biased as human beings before we are biased as Israelis, Palestinians, Muslims, Jews, Christians, Americans. For me, right now, that's the priority.
Yeah. 100% agree. I think this is a moment to be completely human and realize that, you know, it's we should be able to talk with our mouths instead of bombing with our bombs.
And if you need a book to help you talk with your mouths. I'm shameless.
You got, when you have a book, you got to. No one's going to sell it but you.
But no married couples.
Win Our Argument is available now. The Mehdi Hasan Show airs Sundays on MSNBC. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Supporting the Moses West Foundation. They use cutting-edge technology to provide essential water access to all. If you can, please donate at the link below.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.